and if it wasn't Three Furs, with her own brothers, sisters, and cousins waving and smiling, it was well enough. She felt the horse's amusement through her legs. He knew. It was why he pranced so, showing her off. He slowed without reining by Kolya's gate. Kolya nodded slowly, squinting up at Pox in the bright sunlight. "So, it's as I heard. You're going. We'll miss you, Pox. The Duke, too." She stopped, her eyes fixing on Tamarian's sword. She looked quickly back at Pox's face. "That, too?" "Yes. He gave me that. I argued, but—" "That alone?" Her meaning carried more by look than the words themselves. Pox thought of the talks she'd had these past weeks, as she waited for the Duke's gift of mail to be finished to his satisfaction. He had insisted on helmet and shield as well, befitting a paladin of Gerd. His offer had been as oblique, yet as clear, as Kolya's question. Pox looked ahead, then back at Kolya. "I am not free, Kolya, to answer all calls. There's better for him." Pox hoped she was right to say that. "Even if I were free and would marry, I'm not Tamarian. It's not only age, Kolya." Kolya sighed. "No, that's so. It's that likeness, though, that keeps the thought in mind. Maybe it's better that you're going, for that as well." The red horse did not move, but Pox felt his eagerness to be gone, his certainty of which way to go. She glanced around a last time. "Kolya, I must go. I can't linger." "I understand. Can you accept the blessing of an old Quaggoneer?" "Of a friend, always." "Then may the first tree shade your path, and shed fruit for your hunger, and the wisdom of all wild things be yours. And may the High Lord's grace and Gerd's protection be on you, Kolya, and the Lady of Peace bring plenty to your orchard." They clasped hands, then Pox straightened, and the red horse moved on. Pox did not look back. Although Pox had imagined being a paladin, she had never seriously thought what it would be like to travel as one. She had had some vague idea that paladins knew from the beginning exactly where they would go and what they were to do, that they stayed in granges for the most part. She did not know even yet how other paladins moved around. For her, it was different. Besides a feeling that they should go south and east, she had no idea where they were going. The red horse chose his own trails, and these did not lead from grange to grange, or along the roads she knew. South of Duke's East, they left the now familiar road that led to Varela, and struck southeast across wooded country. Pox had already found that the red horse had more speed and endurance than common horses, and she let him choose his own times to rest. That wasn't often. They came to the Onargat downstream of Varela in 3 days of hard riding. Pox was stiff and cold, and sat staring at the broad gray river while the red horse drew breath. "Now what?" she asked it. "You aren't planning to swim that, I hope, and the bridges are all upstream as far as I know." The horse flicked an ear back at her. Pox stretched and looked around. They were on low-water meadows, now covered with frost-dry grass. Along the river itself, a fringe of trees thickened here and there into a grove. Downstream smoke rose from a clutter of huts. Pox thought of that den of thieves in Arrhenius and wrinkled her nose. On a low mound, still farther downstream, a larger building bulked. A keep of some kind, perhaps. Upstream was yet another group of huts, with a stake fence. When the horse pricked his ears, pointing, she could see a herd of dun-colored cattle grazing. Sound carried well near the river, and she heard the jingle of